Yes, sir. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1694, CMF Bayside LLC.
CMF Bayside LLC application is an ordinance to modify condition number 24 imposed on ordinance number 1433 for change of zone number 1393, the application of CMF Bayside LLC for Americana Bayside, a MRRPC medium density residential district residential planned community, to allow for revised commercial entrance locations that may be approved by DLDOT, and to permit the commercial use of a 1.27 acre parcel on the north side of Route 54, and made reference to tax map 533-19-17.01. For the benefit of the record, again, we had an exhibit booklet received on February 12th. It's titled Americana Bayside Parcel P and Parcel H, condition number 24 modification. And it makes reference to how the motion to modify approvals from DLDOT letter of no objection dated September 9, 2009, and then approved concept plan. It also includes the original condition number 24 and condition number 24 with modifications and site plans for parcel H and parcel P. And again, that's been a part of the record since February 12th. Also, for the benefit of the commission, I'll pass down a series of photographs showing parcel 16. Series of photographs labeled as parcel 19, I believe that's parcel 17.01. I also have larger drawings if you need to see the site plans intended for those parcels for full-size surveys. I do have a couple of agency comments. First one being from the Sussex Conservation District. In the form of a memorandum, there are six soil types on this site. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. It's possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph showing the sites, also an aerial photograph soil map showing the soils. Again, there are map legend, map unit legends, select soil interpretations, and also a copy of prime and other important farmland. From the County Engineering Department and received yesterday, we are advised on this application that the site is located in a county-operated maintained sanitary sewer district, which is the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater capacity is available. Ordinance 38 construction will be required. There are no system connection charge credits. The current system connection charge rate is $4,738 per EDU. The location and size of sewer laterals or connection points will be determined conforming to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required. And in additional comments, the proposed zoning is to amend the condition of approval to revise DLDOT entrance requirements. The engineering department is meeting with the applicant to determine the impact and sewer requirements. The engineering department anticipates that our requirements will be met and has no objection to the proposed zoning at this time. And then a concept plan is required, and that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And gentlemen, I believe that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay, and I'm attorney in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant CMF Bayside LLC. With me are Doug Brown and Chris Garland. We're seated right over here on behalf of the applicant, and Jim Willey from GMB, who is the engineering firm on the project. As Mr. Lang stated, there was a small exhibit book submitted, which I believe you have. This is an application to modify a condition that was attached to the original MRRPC approval for the Americana Bayside RPC development. And that RPC was approved by the Sussex County Council back in February 2001. As I recollect, Mr. Wheatley was on the commission at that time, but I don't believe anybody else was. I think Mr. Johnson, your father, was at that time. Suffice it to say, that was a very interesting process that through on that application.
Yes, it was.
The Bayside RPC contains 887 acres. It's located predominantly on the south side of Route 54. There's a small portion of it that was located on the north side of Route 54. It was approved for a mixture of 1,700 residential units, 170,000 square feet of retail office use, and extensive recreational facilities, including a Jack Nicklaus-designed golf course that's open to the public. When it was approved, it was the approval was made subject to 24 separate conditions. Now, our application before you tonight is requesting modification of one of those conditions, and that is condition number 24. And condition 24 basically provided that all of the commercial activities shall be limited to the south side of Route 54 with no direct access to Route 54. In other words, the commercial areas had to be accessed from the new roadway that was being built for Bayside. And the entrance to those commercial areas would be a minimum of 300 feet set back off of Route 54. And for the reasons I'm going to be explaining, we are requesting that that condition be modified to basically permit two exceptions to those requirements. The first one would be to permit the commercial use of a 1.27-acre parcel on the north side of Route 54. And the second exception would be to permit a right-in, right-out entrance exit from Route 54 for a commercial parcel that is located on the south side of Route 54. And copies of the original condition and the proposed conditions, as Mr. Lank stated, are in the exhibit book. Now, the two requested modifications are distinct from one another. They don't really impact one another directly, so I'm going to address them separately. The first one, basically, as to the commercial use on the north side of Route 54, again, it's to allow a 1.27-acre parcel to be used for commercial use. Now, this is not a change of zone request before you, because when the RPC was approved, as I stated, 170,000 square feet of retail office space is already permitted. It's just a question of how it's used, and that commercial space has not been used up yet. There's space available in the Bayside development. As I mentioned, part of the lands making up the RPC are located on the north side of Route 54. At the time of that application, those lands were vacant, and it was planned to utilize those lands, at least a portion of those lands, as an assisted living development, as well as an area for roadway modifications and improvements that were required by DelDOT. The assisted living development actually has been constructed, and it is in operation. That is the Brandywine Assisted Living Facility. It's a very attractive facility benefiting the community. And to the east of that facility was an Uncle Willie's convenience store that was bordered by Route 20 and fronted on Route 54. And that store is still there, and it's still in operation. But as a result of the traffic impact study, that was a very extensive study that was done as part of the RPC application, DelDOT required very significant roadway improvements in the area that were funded by Bayside. And all of those improvements have been completed. Those improvements in the area of the Bayside entrance and Route 54 and Route 20 and Route 381A, which I'll be mentioning in a second, exceeded about $4 million. Now, one of the improvements that was done is actually the reason that created the need for our request before you tonight. And the exhibit I have on the board right there, a copy of that is in your exhibit book. It's the last exhibit from the end. But I think the picture explains it pretty straightforwardly. The when Bayside was originally planned, Route 20 came straight into Route 54 and intersected with Route 54 at an angle. So this was all just part of the land that was owned by Bayside from this side of Route 20 over here, the assisted living facilities over here. As part of the requirement for the approval, DelDOT required that Route 20 be realigned. And what that realignment did was it put a small curve into Route 20, so it would bring Route 20 into Route 54 at a 90-degree angle, which obviously is a standard intersection. And that also lined up with the new entrance to the Bayside development, which is the Americana Parkway, which runs into Bayside. So basically, as part of these improvements, Bayside, using part of this land here, constructed this new roadway. The old Route 20 is still in existence. However, that became a service road that basically connected out to Route 381A. So that's the back entrance into the Uncle Willie's convenience store right here. So when all of those improvements were done, what we ended up with was the new realigned Route 20 being located here, the old Route 20 being the service road in here, Uncle Willie's still being located there, and Bayside being left with this residual parcel, which is the 1.27-acre parcel, with frontage on Route 20, frontage on the old Route 20, and then frontage on Route 54. The proposed use of this site, the only access to this site, would be from the service road going back out to Route 381A. But there's no access to Route 20 or Route 54. It was originally intended, again, as part of the original approval of the application, Bayside was required to offer land to the local fire company and also to the state police for possible substations or whatever use they wanted to put to it. And another parcel of land has, in fact, been deeded to the fire company. And in discussions and offering, actually, this piece was offered to the Delaware State Police, and they declined it. They said they did not have any need for it and actually did not want it. And that information has previously been submitted to Mr. Lank, and he's confirmed that that condition has been met, and the state police did not want it. So basically what you can see is with that history, it results in this 1.27-acre parcel that's triangular in shape, bordered by those roadways, and, as I said, no direct access to Route 20 or to Route 54. I think I could fairly propose to you that it would not be reasonable to view this parcel for any type of residential use based on its location and the uses surrounding it. It's appropriate for commercial use, particularly when you consider that the service road access will be the only access to the parcel. And as I mentioned, to the extent that an improvement is placed on this, it would comprise part of the 170,000 square feet that's authorized as part of the Bayside RPC. So that's basically the basis for the request for the first condition. The second modification just for reference, that this piece is located down in this area, west of this intersection. The parcel's located right here. At the present time, there's a sales center for Bayside that's located on this parcel. The second modification we're requesting is to permit a right-in, right-out entrance exit from Route 54 to this parcel of land here, which contains about 7 acres. It fronts on the south side of Route 54. As I said, it's currently being used as a sales office for Bayside. There was a temporary entrance from Route 54 that was approved by DelDOT, and that has been in use for that site. The original condition prohibiting Route 54 access was at the recommendation of DelDOT at the time the original RPC application was done. What they wanted to do was obviously limit impact on Route 54 by directing access to the Bayside commercial properties from this main Bayside entrance road, Americana Parkway. Bayside undertook an additional traffic review from their engineers. They studied the proposed right-in, right-out. That study was submitted to DelDOT. DelDOT reviewed it, and DelDOT determined that a right-in, right-out entrance to this 7-acre parcel would not have any adverse effect and would actually have a very negligible effect on impact on traffic in that area. In the exhibit book that was submitted, there is a letter dated September 9, 2009 from DelDOT. That is the letter of no objection to a right-in, right-out. And they do make that subject, of course, to the county modifying its condition to permit that. And that, again, of course, is why we're before you tonight. Not to oversimplify this, but obviously the right-in, right-out would be traffic coming east could enter with the right turn. Traffic leaving could exit, again, going east. There'd be no left turn proposed here, strictly right in, right out. There will be an additional access back to the Americana Parkway. This would be over 300 feet from the intersection in compliance with the requirements of the condition. So in summary, basically, we're requesting your favorable recommendation to modify Condition 24 by creating these two exceptions. The first one, again, is that all commercial activity must be on the south side of Route 54 except for the 1.27-acre parcel we discussed. And we submitted a revised condition, which is what we're requesting you to recommend approval on. As I said, except for the 1.27-acre parcel, as I said, it's just not appropriate for residential use. It'll be served by the service road. Also, the second exception is that the entrance to all commercial uses on the south side of Route 54 would be 300 feet from Route 54, except for the right-in, right-out entrance exit to the 7-acre parcel, which DelDOT has already indicated that they have no objection to and would permit. We believe the requests are reasonable and appropriate. I did want to mention to you that that original condition actually originated with the County Council, not with the Planning and Zoning Commission. So this application does go to the County Council for final decision. Basically, that is everything we have to present, other than any questions you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Fuqua. You answered a good deal of the questions that I did have. So I may just go over a couple of things, just for, pardon the redundancy, but just to get an understanding. You've indicated that the source for condition number 24 did originate with the County Council that was...
Yes.
At that time in 2001. What is this parcel's P and H? What is their present zoning? Are they part of the MRRPC?
The piece on the north side?
Yes.
Yes. Everything, both those pieces are part of the original MRRPC.
Okay. And so as you explained it, the nature of the request for the modification is the one part of condition 24 being no commercial on the north side, and that parcel there is on the north side of Route 54.
Yeah, basically the original plan was not to have any commercial use on the north side, and it really was since 2001 and the events that have occurred, this parcel just was created, and it wasn't anticipated that we would have it, but we have it, and we're trying to put it to a reasonable use.
And you stated the entrance for that proposed use would be off that service road that comes in.
The only entrance to that would be from the 381A on the old service road to Route 20.
And the other aspect of condition 24 being the entrance 300 feet from 54, that's where you were requesting the modification for the right-in, right-out.
Yeah, maybe if you're not familiar with it, basically the, again, Americana Parkway comes down here. On this side right here, just off this picture, is where the Harris Teeter store is and some other commercial uses in here. So the entrances basically are 300 feet down. The reason for the 300 feet was so that there would be adequate areas for traffic to basically queue up entering the road and things of that nature. And obviously DelDOT, to protect the integrity of 54, didn't want a lot of entrances off of 54. And as I said, they've reviewed this, and right in, right out does not have any impact.
And I'm just asking the question, would a possibility that another reason for the 300 feet in was so that the commercial activities would be more designed to serve the MRRPC as opposed to being an attraction for transient traffic?
Yeah, as you know, in an RPC, particularly a larger scale RPC, you can obtain commercial use on a 1 acre per 100 unit basis. In general, that is intended to be geared toward the development itself, but we know from a practical point of view it's going to be available to the public. And in this case, of course, with a large-scale development of 1,700 units, there really is a need for commercial use within the development. But also, from at least what I understand, the commercial uses there have been well received by the community in general, and you know, are something to be used by everyone.
On the site, on the board that you're displaying now, is there a practical access point from inside the MRRPC?
To this site?
Get there either by...
If this was not permitted, the access to this site would be from solely from this interior roadway that would come off of Americana Bayside into here, and then traffic again would exit there. So basically what you have here is with the right in, right out, again, there's very little traffic interference. And then anyone who did come in here who wanted to go west would in fact come out this exit down to the traffic light and proceed that way.
Do you anticipate if this were accepted and all moved forward by DelDOT, are you anticipating that there'd be some type of raised island or some barrier that, if I'll use myself as an example, if I said, you know, I'm going to Selbyville and I'm turning left out of here, I wouldn't just turn left?
Part of the condition for both of these uses is that these entrances would be subject to approval from DelDOT. That approval, of course, would be an entrance permit and also design criteria and construction. Mm-hmm. And as you know, DelDOT designs those so that they cannot, I say people cannot do that. I mean, if somebody wants to do it bad enough, I guess they can, but.
I'll put an island here, I'm sure.
If you would like to direct, Jim Welly, George Miles and Buehr, the approved concept plan in the exhibit book on the sheet that is that has the site plan on it, you'll notice in this area, they've called for an increased raised island to prevent left turns out, and you also have what DelDOT commonly refers to as their pork chop island on the right in, right out, so that people aren't tempted to, from interior left, to make that motion. So DelDOT has included that in the concept plan approval. Yes, sir.
Do you think you would additionally plan on some access from inside the MRRPC? People, I'm guessing, have golf carts in that community that maybe they want to bike or ride or
I'm not,
walk to get there as opposed to having to get in their vehicle and go out.
Jim, maybe you can address
it. On the black and white picture, it may be just a little bit clear. This is an existing street, Founders Avenue. And actually, what we're and it's actually existing sidewalk. What we're thinking the final site plan would most likely be is that this area would be modified probably some sort of raised paver that would allow emergency vehicle access between the two areas, but there would be movable bollards, the sort of the small fiberglass ones, that would encourage pedestrian traffic back and forth, but discourage typical vehicular traffic back and forth.
Okay. And I do believe you, speaking for the applicant, said that any of this proposed commercial would count towards the allotment of, what is it, 170,000 square feet?
Yes.
That is. Thank you for your presentation. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Wells?
On the intersection of 54 and goes to the Americana Bayside, if I count it right, on 54 there's a turn lane, a bicycle lane, two through lanes, and then a left turn lane. Is that right?
It's wide. I know that, Jim. Do you?
So right at the light there,
right,
there's
the light.
A turn lane,
yep.
Bicycle path.
Left turn lane, north.
And two through lanes.
East. Mm-hmm. Bicycle lane, 5 feet
right.
Wide. And then the decel lane and the right turn.
Right. And I guess my question is, I mean, for the moment, it's obviously not a problem. DelDOT says it's not a problem for traffic, but we keep growing. And I'm wondering if there's any opportunity to extend those two through lanes past the right turn lane end so that sometime down the road you don't have to move your island and rebuild all that back. Is that feasible to do now? To carry that past your right turn lane?
I'll be honest with you, that's beyond my expertise. Obviously the thing was designed and built as required by DelDOT.
Sure.
I almost would have to defer to DelDOT on that question.
Well, sometime down the road, somebody's going to be complaining about the traffic backing up beyond your right turn lane.
Well, Mr. Rawls, I know you've been down there, and that
many times.
That probably is
it
one of the larger intersections in Sussex County that I've ever seen.
It's very well done. People say DelDOT did a great job. Of course, we know you all did that. But is there a no U-turn sign at that intersection going east?
Right at the intersection of
The left
side,
the left turn lane. Is there a no U-turn there?
I don't believe there is. I'm not sure if it shows up in one of the pictures or not. We have Mr. Brown.
Doug Brown, Carlin Freeman. There's not a prohibited U-turn. In fact, DelDOT encouraged a U-turn coming out of 381, which is to the east of the Uncle Willie's BP station, because they don't allow a left turn coming out of 381 to head east. So they bring them back towards the intersection to make that U-turn.
Right.
That's, Doug is referencing this entrance here. There's no longer a left turn out of Old Mill Bridge.
Right. But at the light itself, if someone were to make your right-hand turn out on the 54 and decide they didn't want to go back into the Americana Bayside Road, they would go up to the intersection and say, now I'm going to go west and make a U-turn there. Is that right?
Currently, there's nothing that would prohibit that.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson?
With the parcel that we're looking on, I guess it's the south side, how's that different from what was originally in the RPC?
It's not different in the sense of its dimension or anything of that nature or its use.
Because I noticed there was something about talking about lots number 67 and 68 to be added to parcel 16.
Yes. There's
these are two approved lots that are included in phase 1A, I believe it is 1A or 1B of the approved final site plan and record plan, but they are vacant lots at this point. Actually, they serve as the transition from the sales center into what used to be the model court. And if we were able to get this approved and find suitable tenants and came back to planning and zoning with the site plan, then we would, as part of the site plan, we're most likely going to ask to modify this small amount of right-of-way at the end of Founders Avenue and add these two lots to parcel 16 just to allow us adequate space for parking, stormwater management, and whatever else. Probably also part of lot 67, you see, backs up to an open space lot. This area here, running easterly, is a conservation area. So with this roundabout here and the residential stopping here. This basically allows us to create an open space into a conservation area, sort of as a buffer, and then these two homes aren't really highly desirable as residential at that point. It makes more sense for them to be part of the commercial. Back to your sort of the original part of your question, on the approved master plan that was done after the zoning RPC was approved, this was shown as office space and retail.
It was. So the proposed use that we're looking at now is not unlike, other than perhaps an expansion of part of those two lots.
Actually, I believe it's a reduction.
Reduction.
We initially had, I believe it was 32,000 square feet. At one point, I hope Doug doesn't get too upset when we, at one point they were going to make that the Freeman East headquarters and make a full-scale office building, but of course with the things that happened that it's no longer part of the plan. But on the approved master plan, this is commercial, and like I said, I believe it's 32,000 square feet, and this was shown as a public use parcel, as Mr. Fuqua has already testified, that was originally intended for state police. But that's what's on the master plan that actually was approved September 2001.
So when we go back and dig out those plans, that's going to show that as commercial space?
In fact, got a setback there in the floor.
Okay.
I don't have to dig too far, too deep if you'd like to see.
So the yellow buildings that I'm looking at on this picture are not unlike what we would have seen on the master plan, or the buildings might be different.
The buildings, I think the orientation is a little different. I think it was laid out more of a rectangle this way and a smaller rectangle that way, but it is very similar.
Okay. And you, as you stated on the parcel on the north side, that was to be set aside for public use?
It's identified as public or mixed use on the approved master plan. Something told me these questions were going to come up.
So this actually was September 23rd, 03, the date of the approved master plan.
Okay, village, the parcel to the north is under Village P, and that text, I'm sure you can't see it from there, but it says public or mixed use. This is the parcel H area that we're talking about down there. It's a large square building in the back and two smaller strip buildings over on this side. Lot 67 to 68 still look very similar. Must have followed the master plan with those two. But that's what was approved at this board back in 2003. Well,
might I suggest that in the future, because we keep seeing Bayside coming back with various changes, is that for a future presentation, if you would include what the original approved was so we can more readily compare the two, that would probably be beneficial. It'd be beneficial to me. I don't know about the other commissioners, but
800 acres in 10 years, I can understand how it's a little hard to track all of them.
And the basis for the entrance, no entrances from 54, was originated at council level or this level?
It was originated at DelDOT level to council, and council imposed that condition. The Planning Commission's recommendation of approval and conditions did not contain that. So it first appeared in the actual final approval by council.
Okay.
As you know, if it originated with the Planning Commission, technically we could just come back to you to seek modification of it.
Right.
The only thing the commission originally stated in their findings in April 13th of 2000 was that all entrance intersection roadway improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with any further modification required by DelDOT. once 300 permits have been issued. That was what the commission said, and we only had 21 conditions, and the council revised the majority, and all the numbers changed, and they had 24 conditions.
So technically, under the Planning Commission's original recommendation, this actually would be permitted, because it's a modification permitted by Delta.
Right, that's true, but that's not what the council approved. Right.
Well, correct.
And where do we stand now in terms of the total commercial space that's been either used up or is in planning?
On this parcel, which we call Village J or parcels 16,
Harris Teeter parcel,
we have final site plan approval for 75,500 square feet, more or less. There is a area inside the development in town center that has some additional site plan with approved residential over retail, none of which has ever been built. But we are below 100,000 square feet right now for the total approved, or below 100,000 square feet for total approved, and much of some of what's approved is not built. For instance, at Harris Teeter, there are 75,000 square feet, included a 40-some thousand square foot store and two full-depth additions. And right now there's a strips mall out there with a Subway and a restaurant that are half-depth and the bank. And then there's another out parcel that's approved by the entrance that's on the approved site plan for 1,800 square feet. It hasn't been built at all. So there's some additional approved space to be built on the Harris Teeter parcel. And then there, like I say, there were four approved residential over retail buildings in the town center that have been approved but not built.
And
there were some other buildings that were actually residential over retail that were then sold to the Josh Freeman Foundation for the Performing Arts Center. And that was a separate application that came before you.
Right. And with the Performing Arts, did we make the decision that was not to be
counted
part of your
against
account?
The commercial, right. Except for the uses within the building, if we put a restaurant
sales
or
whatever,
food sales, yeah. Retail
okay.
Within the building.
That's what I thought.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The performing center itself, studios, no.
Yeah.
But anything where, you know, souvenir shops, yes.
And how big of a retail place are you proposing on the north side?
The site plan that you have there is about 3,000 square feet. It's a what's drawn on there is a footprint from a bank, and it's either 2,500 or 3,000 square feet.
Okay, so we're not talking about a huge building that's...
No, sir. And Mr. Garland is the CMF retail guy, if you would like to address any questions to him. But basically, his directive to me is it's probably only suited for a bank or a small office building, such as an attorney or a small real estate office or something like that. I mean, it's with the parking and obviously the triangular geometry, can't get a lot on there.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
Just a clarification. On the original plan, the one that
the approved master plan.
Right. This project, was it accessed off of the parkway? Were you guys planning on? Is this a temporary entrance? I guess.
This you're speaking of the south side.
Correct.
Right on the master plan. I believe actually at the time of the master plan, there was the road was shown to curve back and tie in something a little different. But what actually happened with the Deldot improvements and construction, there was more area needed for the stormwater pond. So we actually have the approval to take the approval from DENREC, Corps of Engineers, to take the entrance straight into the commercial area. So on the master plan, there was this connection.
And the entrance is there now was granted as a temporary entrance.
This entrance is a temporary entrance, and it's tied to the special exception that we have related to retail sales for an ongoing subdivision or development. So we have a special exception that we've
had since we opened sales there. It's been renewed once. And the Del Dot temporary entrance at this point is tied to that special exception. I believe it's a special exception.
It is. Went to the Board of Adjustment.
And the entrance that comes off of the parkway that goes through the conservation and easement, that's all been approved as well?
Yes, that's been approved by, and it's actually two separate conservation districts on the, or two separate conservation easement areas on the easement document. But that has been approved. We have Corps of Engineers approval for that.
It's been approved but not built.
Thank you. No further questions.
Sir, Mr. Lang?
Same issue. Is it on the Del Dot approval plans that that connection to Americana Boulevard be built still?
Can it be built?
Now, is that part of the approval of Delta? Does that still have to be built? Or is it going to be abandoned?
The intention is to, it will be built.
It will be built. So you're still going to end up disturbing that conservation area to build it?
Disturbing it with permit.
I understand. You got the permit numbers right here. I just want to make sure it's right.
In between two conservation.
Yeah, the drawing by looking at the entrance design for what's proposed on the right in, right out, it almost appears that you're not going to build that portion of the connection to Americana Boulevard. Because I know the question came up a year or so ago, is that would that create through traffic through the commercials, little commercial piece that could, and people trying to get in and out, shortcutting the traffic light on 54.
And as you can see, it wouldn't be a shortcut because it's only a right out, so nobody would really do that.
So
if I hit west, it had to go on.
People going east could shortcut the intersection. That's
anybody going west, it has to be built because anybody going west.
Yeah, right. Nobody west can do it that way. Right. Okay, that's all. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Abbott.
No question.
Councilman.
No questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. One more?
One more question, Mr. Fuquay. The parcel P, I guess it is, not that board, but the other board, if you'd be so kind. What used to be an Uncle Willie's and now I believe is a shortstop, that's a separately deeded parcel, has nothing to do with the MRRPC.
That's owned by someone else.
If I look at your exhibit, am I correctly seeing that to the north of that, there is additional lands of CMF Bayside identified as parcel 365?
And that is encompassed with conservation. This area between Route 381.
Yes, sir. Yes.
South to Uncle Willie's are lands of CMF Bayside. They are part of the MRRPC, but there's a conservation easement across that entire piece.
Okay.
So there's no future chance for development on.
So that's not
that's
a.
What it said. That's
not suitable for
commercial. Not suitable for development.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1694, CMF Bayside LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1694? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.